Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica, and I wanted to take some time to first introduce myself and welcome all the new people with my loving, loving heart. I am a certified hypnotist, an angel walk-in, an international inner spirit activation specialist, radio host. I created MP3s, CDs, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness, inspirational stickers, and author of ebooks and books, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and a new book that I'm so excited about. It's my autobiography as an angelic walk-in, The Journey from Ego Control to Angelic Activation. It has channeled messages from the angels and the pure loving beings that I just absolutely love and the ascended masters. As an angel walk-in, I will be presenting on this show angel messages without any human filters. I also do off the show inner spirit activation sessions as well as energy angel messages, energy alignments, channeled events, meditation classes and hypnosis sessions, and public classes and special events. And all of this enhances your spiritual path, providing for a deeper awareness, greater clarity, heightened levels of love and joy and peace and vitality and prosperity. I am so blessed that I have the assistance of the ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters, where I become this conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channel messages. And you can learn more about this and as well as myself by going to the website Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. If you're new here, I want to welcome you with love. Regulars and new listeners, you can always go on to the blog talk after the show and listen to archive shows, including this one, by going to the I Love Angels International Radio Show on Blog Talk. And thereby you can kind of tune in and get more messages, especially if you're getting a reading. And if you're interested in a one question reading, you could please call 347-996-5068. After the show, today is going to be a little different, though. I do have something to do right after the show, so it'll be in about, sometime in the evening around 7 or 8 p.m. I'm going to offer donation-based readings after the show, which entails lengthier readings based on the specific question that you've asked. This is a gift that I do. It's based on donation, and it's usually right after the show. Today is going to be a little bit later because I have some appointments to do. So if you're interested, you can go on the website and make your donation. Or if you just like to contribute and make a donation to help to support the show, you can go to angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix. .com/love. And then right on the first page, you can make your donation. So the next show, I do 3 shows a month. For now, I'm adding the Saturday to see how that flows. Sometimes we get so many callers. Today it's kind of light. Could be because of the gorgeous sunshine, depending upon where you're living. And so the next show is on June 7th. It's at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then after that is June. Wow, we're in June. I can't believe it. June 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Happy beloved Mother's Day and happy spring. And so we start off with a meditation, and then I'll explain a little bit about how the readings go. So if you can just take a deep breath and close your eyes and just allow yourself to relax. Notice where your mind is. And then take another deep breath. And then drop your eyes all the way down into your heart. And when we drop our eyes down into our heart, what happens is we get our focus off of our chattered mind and more into our heart, which helps to relax the quiet and quiet the mind thoughts so that you go more into a deeper state of peacefulness. And then as you take another deep breath, I want you to imagine your heart becoming larger in size, filled with so much love from God, the universe, Christ, whichever word you use or symbolism you use, it's all perfect. And just allow that energy to go into your heart and just soothe your heart and relax you. And focusing on the lower part of your body, relaxing as you take another deep breath. And then the middle part of the body, relaxing. And then the upper part of the body, relaxing, including the arms all the way down to the fingers. As you drop your shoulders and just let go. And just allow yourself to just be very present. If any thoughts come up, let them be ones that you choose to focus on gratitude and your feelings on appreciation. And then go into gaps of silence by allowing any thoughts to just float away on these imaginary clouds. Feeling the vibrations and allowing yourself to just be very present in the moment. And I'll be silent for, just a few, maybe a minute, just to allow yourself to center into your heart and to experience the vibration of love. And take another deep breath, slowly coming back into the room, allowing yourself to feel your body where it's sitting, feeling your breath going in and out, feeling your hands where they're resting, feeling your feet where they're resting. And allowing yourself to take three deep, deep, deep breaths, coming fully present in the moment. Meditation is such a wonderful way to allow yourself to connect to Source and to really remember the truth instead of the illusions that we sometimes get hooked into, whether it's through our own mind chatter or the external conditions in the world and how we give our power to it. So this is a way of reclaiming your connection and your truth. And your power, which all, by the way, comes from inside. It's not outside, it's inside. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. And just allow yourself to focus in on what you feel so appreciating and so in gratitude of. It helps to move your vibration up to a greater level of love and brings you to a deeper connection with your spirit and Source. Universal love, which I like to call. And so if you're interested in having a reading, again, I'm going to do a short show today because I do have another appointment right after the show. I didn't want to cancel it, so I decided to do the show, and we're going to do some readings. And so if you're interested in a reading, a one-question reading, we're going to start now. It's 347-996-5068. And again, if you're interested in having a lengthier reading after the show, it's going to be a few hours later today. I normally do it right after the show, but today it'll be like maybe, say, about 4 or 5 hours from today, from now. And so you could make a donation at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com /love. And at that point, you can go down and scroll down the page a little bit and make a donation. Include your name and your phone number and Blog Talk so I know. And then when I come back from my appointments, I can give you a call for the one question, more lengthier reading on this area that you'd like to talk about. So today on the show, I don't get into the stories because I don't want to use any of the human filters. So please focus on the question only. I focus on the angelic beings and the higher vibrational frequencies. So keep your question in a positive format, please. And make sure that you do have a specific question versus a generalized question, because that's what the show is about, is focusing on a specific question so that I can help you with that area, with these beautiful beings and the angels. So I'm going to go ahead and take lovely Melvin. You're the first caller, and I know we have some people in the chat room, so we'll go ahead and see how this flows. And if we don't have any callers after Melvin, then we'll do a meditation, and I'll get to my appointment on time. So we'll see. I'm open. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah, what are you grateful about?
I'm so grateful to be here and just be with a lot of gratitude. You know, just so happy.
Awesome. So what's your question, love?
My question is this woman that I'm interested in, we text back and forth at each other, and I just want to know if she's interested. She's been to my house one time, but if she's interested in me, or she just trying to play games or what?
Yeah, I could totally understand. How long have you dated? Because I'm not seeing a strong timeline at this point.
No, we have never
How long
went
have you
out. We never
well, that
went
explains
out.
Why I'm not seeing a strong. Yeah,
we just text each
usually,
other.
Yeah, usually when there's, did you meet her online at a dating service and so forth? Is that
no,
how
I
you
actually met?
I actually met her
on at work.
Oh, okay.
She worked.
Hey, funny,
but we don't work on the same shift.
Oh, okay. I was like, why would they say work if you don't? And now it makes sense. Okay, so, I'm not seeing any games being played, although I am seeing, you know, that it's so new, and this is what I'm hearing to tell you, that it's so new that you have to kind of relax and play with this experience and not take it so serious so she can get to know you. Because if you come across too forward, too quick, you'll scare her away. And that word scare, she can easily get scared. So even though she's pretty tough in some ways, emotionally, you know, it sounds like she potentially may have gotten hurt in the past. And so, and it looks like it potentially could be recent, not like within a few days or anything, but, you know, within 6 months, I'm seeing six. So you do have to go slow with her and just be very upbeat and happy and playful. You know, if you do that, I see more light along the timeline. If you try to push it, I see it ending really quick because she'll run. So just relax and just allow it to unfold in a way that's more gentle for both of you, because you tend to want to rush things and you can't rush a connection. You can only allow it to unfold organically and so forth. So I hope that helped you. Yeah, if you're interested in a lengthier reading, you can either schedule a private session or, like I said, do a donation, and then I can call you back a few hours from now. So hope this helps. You know, just go slow. Just go slow. Don't try to force her to feel something she's not ready to feel. Just allow it to organize.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was
going
to say, I don't want to get too much into the story because that'll create some UN filters. So just want to make sure, because I'm really have a lot of integrity around just keeping the question and not too much into the story in case you do decide down the road to ask more questions around her. So I want to, I'm not purposely cutting you off, but at the same time, I am, you know, just to, I hope you understand doing it with love, because I really don't want my UN filters to get in the way, and I just want to stay with
All
the, okay, much love, and
thank
if you're interested, let me know if you want to do, you're so welcome, stay happy, enjoy it, it's, you know, she sounds like a good person. Just relax a little bit more around it. Easy said than done, I can tell you that.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah, so it sounds like love is in the air, and taking time to develop the love, the foundation of it, is much better than rushing it. Because if you allow yourself to stay in the present moment with the relationship and not try to look into the future of what's going to come about, especially when you're first dating, it's always better to go really slow, just have fun, get to know each other. You have to make a decision to see if she's what you're looking for. She has to make a decision to see if what you're looking for. And then you're doing this little dance. And then once you reach a certain point, you both will know, you know, if there's any games being played, which, you know, is never fun. But I didn't see that kind of light around her, so all I saw was to go slow and let it unfold. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, if you're interested in a reading, I'm going to be ending the show a tiny bit early today because I do have an appointment. I didn't want to cancel it. So I only have time for one more reading at 347-996-5068. The next show is going to be on June 7th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to welcome you to the show. If you're interested in learning more about the show, having a reading, or making a love donation to help to support the radio show, you can go to Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, dot com, /love. The donation is only for today, and it'll be a few hours from now because of the appointments that I have. And you're welcome to set up a private session. It's not free for the private sessions and all the wonderful things that are on there. So I do hope you'll take some time and review the website and see if it's calling you to participate and explore working together. And so, okay, well, we don't have any calls today. I guess that's a blessing because normally we have about, 8 or 9 callers. So I'm going to go into the meditation, and then we'll end it a little bit early so I can get to my appointment on time. So let's just go ahead and close our eyes and take some deep breaths. And just kind of feel in your body where you're at, where your body's at, where the mind is at, where your heart is at, and just kind of bring everything into the present moment and just allow yourself to open your heart up with the vibration of love. And being that I channel the vibrations of these pure beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, they're always in my energy field as an angelic walk-in. I walk with them. There are books and CDs and stickers and all wonderful things online to learn more if you're interested. And so as you take another deep breath, bring your energy into an openness, a receptivity for the higher frequencies of love. And just allow yourself to be very present with that vibration, knowing that everything always comes from within. And as you dive into your heart, I want you to see the vibration of love and feel the vibration of love and experience the vibration of love going through your heart, all the way up into the mind and down into the body. And just allow yourself to feel this experience. And then taking 3 more deep breaths. And slowly coming back into the room. Allowing yourself to just be very present with this vibration of love. Enjoying it. And so again, I'm going to be leaving the show a little bit early today because I do have an appointment. I didn't want to cancel the show. So I will see you next month at the regular time, 3:30. and have a phenomenal Saturday. Go out and play, enjoy your life, and keep laughing, because the alternative is never fun. So make sure you laugh with greatness and wonderful love. Hey, Jules! Great seeing ya. All right, so we'll talk next month. And again, if you're interested in having a donation a few hours from today, go to angelroselove.wix.com/love. And you could go ahead and make your donation, put in blog talk in your name, and then I'll call you in a few hours after my appointment. So I will talk to you later. I'm going to sign off today right now because of my appointments. And I did want to make sure I did it today so that you can get the show. If you're new, you can listen to the archives, all the archives on Blog Talk under I Love Angels. Peace and blessings.